Let's get fucking lucky! Lucky, baby!
Bringing a whole new attitude to your afternoon.
The cream of the crop! Nobody does it better! Woo!
You know, two dudes talking sports.
It doesn't matter what your names are!
Live from News Talk 1480 WHBC.
It's a household name.
God created the heaven, he created the earth, he created...
The Kenny and JT Show.
Have a great show!
Here we go, 50 degrees in the heart of the beautiful Hall of Fame city as we're coming to you live in the corner of 6th and Market, beautiful downtown Canton. Brian, no snakes, reptiles, or anything like that. No funny business today, right?
No dinosaurs, no nothing.
All right, good.
Do you have nightmares?
Here's what I learned. There are no poisonous snakes. They're venomous.
There you go.
I learned that.
It's a good note from yesterday,
right? I don't like them, man. I'm sorry. I tried to put on my best face. I don't like them.
Did you have any nightmares? Did you see snakes in your sleep?
No, I had a nightmare. I got fired again. for not handling a snake or a reptile.
Because a lot of times, you know, your subconscious, you go to sleep and then a snake will pop up in your subconscious when you're sleeping, you know?
Two nightmares. It's a recurring nightmare. One is I got fired. The other one is it's going to be overcast when that eclipse happens in a couple of weeks.
You know, when you have dreams of being fired, they say that's a lack of self-confidence.
Well, or it's going to happen. Maybe I'm Nostradamus. What does Shaq call himself? Shaqtradamus? Predicting the future. Hey, I did watch Betsy Kling, by the way, who cost us a World Series.
Yeah, and?
Allegedly.
What'd she say?
She said it's too far out to predict what the weather's going to be like on April 8th, but she's tending to say that it might be.
There we go. Yeah.
It doesn't
you
matter.
You believe anything she says
you know what
after
do?
What happened in
Look,
2016.
Man, she'll just postpone the whole damn thing anyway. She's bigger than Mother Nature.
I postponed the solar eclipse for a day.
Forget it. We haven't won a World Series in how many years? Doesn't matter.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stop the game. It's sprinkling. Stop the eclipse. It's dark outside.
It's cloudy.
Yeah.
Stop the eclipse. Oh, gosh. My goodness gracious. I saw the pictures up on social media of the reptiles from yesterday.
I look scared?
You look petrified.
I don't like them. I can't get over it. Look, man, I don't even like fish. You ever go fishing when you're a kid?
One time.
I hated fishing. We used to go downtown. You know, down at the park, down at Monument Park, they used to do, you remember, Brian, they used to have those fishing, it was like an all-day thing. What did they call it? It was like a, remember the two things they used to have in downtown Canton? They had the Gold Rush. You'd sign up, you get sponsored, you'd walk like 10 miles, whatever it was.
Okay, all right.
And they had a fishing derby. I didn't do either one of them.
A
I couldn't stand
derby.
It. No way. First of all, I ain't walking nowhere.
Right.
Second of all, I don't like handling them worms, and I don't like the fish either.
Worms are like snakes.
Arms
like snakes.
Tonight, we hope.
That's what you should have played for our guest yesterday,
what?
Right?
Oh,
When he came in, when we introduced him, when we said, and let's welcome to the show Andrew Hall from realmoftherreptile.com. That's what you should have played. Arms like snakes.
He would have corrected me again. I mean, what is a milk snake? Something that, I don't know, drinks milk or lets milk.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's on the farm. I guessed right. I got something right
Remember
yesterday.
Jigsy the cat, could I milk you?
Mr. Jinx?
Yeah, my. But you look petrified
I don't
in the
like
photos
them.
That I saw on social media.
Came into work today. Pam Cook's still hanging around. God only knows why. She should be home sleeping. Billy Beebe was here, God only knows why, probably looking for more of those sunglasses. And get this.
What?
She got to interview the one and only Donny Osmond.
When?
Today? Yep. Donny Osmond calls the office. Larry gets it, says, I'm sorry, I cannot forward this call. You have to call in another number. That's nice. It's Donny freaking Osmond. Oh, yes! Coming in July to Akron. I'm a soldier of love. I asked her if we get to interview him.
Yeah.
Well, she got me on two interviews, man. We've interviewed everyone from anyone you can imagine in the world of sport. She got me on two interviews. I want them both.
What's that?
Geraldo Rivera.
Yeah.
And Donny Osmond.
I think there's plenty of time between now and when he's coming that we could get him again.
To help more about Donny Osmond than she does. I'm not one of these squealish little schoolgirls that has a schoolgirl crush on Donny Osmond. I like this. Leather jacket, badass Donny Osmond. That's right. Yeah. I had explained to Billy Beebe, who's what, 19 years old, who the hell Donny Osmond is. He thinks he was married to Marie. It's his sister!
We use the excuse, or not the excuse, we use the approach of, hey, we want to help you sell more tickets.
Well,
come on with us in a different day part. And, we'll talk about your career and sell you more tickets.
He's got a residency in Vegas. There's no way he's not going to sell out in Akron.
You don't think?
The only way he wouldn't sell out is if he has a concert on Greek Easter, May 5th.
May 5th.
His concert's not till July. We're out.
Did you watch the Donny Marie show in the 70s?
Of course.
They used to have the ice skaters.
I'm a little bit country.
My mom loved that show. Rock and roll. That was always on.
They had a bunch of them. They were, what are they called? Variety shows. Yeah. It was like, it's no different than Carol Burnett. You had Flip Wilson. Mm. You had Cher and the late Sonny. It was the Sonny and Cher show.
Whatever happened to Cher?
Why did he get top billing? He skied into a tree.
He was older. Yeah. He was older, that's why.
He discovered Cher.
Did he? Is that what it is? Is that the rumor out there?
Yes.
They got divorced over financial issues.
She's like 30 years younger than him.
She still looks good, by the way.
What was the song? No, that's Paul Revere. That's Paul Revere and the Raiders.
She did...
Half Breed.
Yeah, that's part of the lyrics.
No, you're thinking of a different song. Cherokee People is, I believe, Paul Revere and the Raiders.
Okay.
My mom had the records, Sonny and Cher records.
Oh, nice. Yeah. What are those things worth? You know, she did have them. Then Chad sold them in that record exchange he had for Wishes Can Happen. Got 25 cents a piece.
But the Donny Marie show?
Yes.
Every week, their guests were always Neil Sedaka and Rick Taylor.
Hey.
They were on every week.
Whoever was free.
Well, it wasn't Neil Sedaka.
Every week he was on.
No. Who was the other guy that sang the Christmas song? He's the one that discovered
Paul Williams. Andy Williams.
Andy Williams.
Discovered the Osmond brothers.
Yeah. They sure did.
The Osmonds. They sure did. Which, my favorite to this day, has still got to be Verl.
Verl or Earl? Is it Earl? Verl? Vern.
Merle?
Is it Vern?
Is it Merle?
Verl?
Verl.
Merrill.
Merrill? Merrill. That was it. It was Merrill. It wasn't Verl. It was Merrill. Merrill. I forget. I have to look it up. You're right. Indian Reservation was the song by Paul Revere and the Raiders.
Yes.
Cherokee People, yes. Cherokee Tribe. Mm-hmm.
I think
it was Merrill. Merrill.
But they called it, you know, a lot of times when your name is Merrill, don't they call you Merle?
Let me see. Merle Osmond. I'm typing it in to see how you spell it.
I'm going to guess. M-E-R-L-E, Merle.
No.
Well, now, wait a minute. That's M-E-R-R-I-L-L. How Merle Haggard spelled it. Merle Haggard spelled
That's Merle,
it like
though.
That.
I'm saying his name is Merrill.
I don't know. It may not be
Lazily,
that.
We refer to him as Merle. Merrill is M-E-R-R-I-L-L. Book
Correct. It. Yeah, he has an official website you can go to now.
Give it to me. Let me see.
It is www.merrillosmond.com. He's 70 years old. Looks good.
There it is.
Looks like one of the Osmonds.
Would they have a break?
That Osmond looks
a guitar player.
Yeah, he can strum it, man. Just had a birthday. It's coming up. I'm sorry. He's going to be 71 on April 30th.
If this guy's out on his own, does that mean Donnie kicked him out of the band?
I don't know. Donnie, let's see.
What's he sing?
I don't know what he sings. That's a great question. Did he have a solo hit?
He's got tour dates.
Who does?
Merrill. Okay, let's see which casinos he's playing at.
Okay.
You know it's got to be a casino, right?
Yeah.
September 22nd, 2024. He's in England.
Is he really?
Probably going to play for the King.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he's got a lot of dates in England.
Jimmy Osmond is our age. He's 60.
Where's he at?
Yeah, I don't know. Does he have a website? Let me see if he's got his own website.
He should.
He's not like Merle. I don't see a website for him. I just see one for Merle. Merle Osmond, Donnie Osmond, Marie Osmond, and more. It's the Osmonds on WHBC.
Yes. Let's go.
66 years old, Donnie.
Yeah.
He just turned 66 in December. Yeah.
Cheshire, England show. Final Serenity, UK, Merle Osmond. Ready for this?
Yep.
Can't get tickets. Sold out, baby.
Of course it is.
Of course
no
is.
Question.
Take that, Donnie.
Merrill.
People are loyal to the Osmonds. If you were an Osmond fan growing up, you are loyal till the day you are no longer on planet Earth.
You imagine Merrill and Donnie get together and it's like that skit from Saturday Night Live. I will put you in the ground.
The Osmond. Why don't they should do that?
The Osmond
Talk
Show.
They should do the takeoff of that. Yes. Ooh. The Osmond Talk Show.
Or they could be like the Blues Brothers. Speaking of Saturday Night Live.
Mm-hmm.
Dress up in those black suits.
Marie's 64. So Merle's the oldest one, I think, right?
Who's the most successful? I would say Marie's the most successful.
I disagree.
Merle's 60 or 70. Donnie's 66. Marie's 64. And Jimmy's 60.
Marie is absolutely the most successful. She's had a bigger career in advertisements.
She's gotten endorsements.
And she's done Dancing with the Stars, but he did The Masked Singer. Donnie did.
He did do that. Which Osmond...
He didn't do celebrity boxing, did he?
Oh, Danny Bonaducci beat his ass.
Yeah. When an Osmond family member has the highest net worth. Who do you think it is?
I'm going with Marie.
You're going with Marie?
Yep.
I go with Jimmy.
Okay.
Because
let's see here.
Marie's had the most work done, so she's got to be the wealthiest.
So to speak.
What do you mean, so to speak? You seen her lately?
Work done. Yeah.
Okay.
It says right here, Marie Osmond is the richest in the family with a net worth. Now, this was 3 years ago, so maybe it's changed. Marie is worth.
Of course it's changed. He's playing in Akron in July. He hit the big time.
He's got the residency, though. Maybe that's boosted.
She's had one.
Has she?
Yeah.
Okay.
Paper roses.
There you go.
Here, do this.
What's that?
Pam told me that he's got as many albums. He does one more album. He'll have as many albums as Elvis. See how many number ones he's got versus Marie on their own.
Hits. I'll have to do some research during commercial break on that. Marie's worth $20 million, and she supposedly is the richest of the Osmond family members that were in the original Osmond band or whatever they called themselves.
All right.
Donnie's worth $18 million.
Wow.
Okay.
He's right
there. Here's an updated version. June 18th, 2023. Donnie has a healthy $18 million fortune as of the writing of that article in June of 2023, which is exceeded only by the $20 million that Marie Osmond has. So there you go.
Why is this
Marie's
so important?
Got him by $2 million.
Always important to you guys, somebody's net worth.
Seriously, because it's a sibling rivalry.
Yes. Yeah. It's, you know, who's worth more.
If I had a dime for every time you've asked so-and-so, you bring up some guy's name. How much is he worth?
Want to see if they're still popular?
No, we're curious.
That's how we measure popularity. If they're still popular, they're worth more money because they're getting up there. I mean, how many 66-year-olds are making $20 million or worth $20
million? Yeah, I was going to say not making $20 million, but there you go. So what time? I got to go back and listen to Pam's interview with Donnie. Is that put it out on podcast?
I don't know if they aired it yet.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if it was live or because I don't know where he's calling from. So it's probably a time difference.
Yeah, there is a time. That's a good point.
Hopefully he's not caught in an eclipse somewhere. You wouldn't know what time it is. It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Why is it dark? Eclipse.
Yeah. That sounds like something the guy who's the old man Kelsey's Ocean.
Yes.
Eclipse. It sounds like something he would say.
It should be, yes. Ernest T. Bass. Speaking of Ernest T. Bass, it's almost May. We'll be talking to Ernie Abood and getting his expert predictions in this year's Kentucky Derby.
On horse racing, right?
Horses are starting.
How about this?
Horses are starting to qualify for that race.
Are they?
Okay. Yes.
All right. How about this? One of the teams, you know, we asked intern Jenna Potter, right? Who was going to win the NCAA tournament. Her team is still alive. She picked North Carolina.
Okay.
She did get the Browns record right. She predicted 11 wins last year.
Did.
So intern Jenna Potter She says North Carolina's going to win it. So we'll see. By the way, we've got more teams to give away right in our Sweet 16 contest today.
Yes.
And two of the teams that are still available to give away, Connecticut and Purdue, two number one seeds. So we'll give them away either today or tomorrow, your chance to win four tickets to a Cavs game April 10th against Memphis, and that comes with a parking pass, $400 value.
That's
Thank you very much.
Don't try to go to the gift shop because that $400 doesn't include anything in there because that would take up most of the money. Giannino's Pizzeria bet of the week, the proper parlay bet of the week. We had a loser, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Montel Williams of Canton.
Yeah.
This is not how we do it. We picked the loser in the Buckeyes on the money line last night in the NIT. They lose 79-77. We did have the part with Jamison Battle hitting at least one three-pointer,
right,
but he didn't hit the one that needed it to be made at the end of the game to win the game both times.
I was so pissed at the end of the game, man. You know me. Everybody in today's game, college, professional, they want to shoot the step-back three or the three-pointer to win it, and they only needed a two to tie. And this is my approach to it. If I'm at home, JT, I go for the tie and play overtime because I've got the home crowd. If I'm on the road, I get it. I'm going to step back. I'm going to maybe shoot the three, go for the win because you're on the road. It's tougher to win on the road. And the Battle, three from the corner. Who's the other? Thornton, three from the top of the key. And then Battle had to shoot a three on the last shot because there was only 1.3 seconds left.
That was an ugly game. Any way you look at it, that was an NIT game for a reason. And it was a great story because what we had seen, and I think that Jake Diebler had gone 8-2 up until that time. You realize he was undefeated at home until last night as head coach or coach, interim and head coach. The thing is this, when you watch that game last night, it's really apparent that they, like you had said all along, all season long, they need more talent there. They need another forward now that Jamison Battle is going to be gone, but they also need another point guard, in my opinion. They need a little bit more movement on offense.
Yes, I agree with you there. Mm-hmm. You know what yesterday's game was? I call it a diarrhea game. Both teams had the runs, right?
Yeah.
There was a run by Georgia early in the game. Then there was a run by Ohio State to keep it close. Then there was a run by Georgia to start the second half. Then the Buckeyes went on a 17-0 run, right? And they took the lead. And when they had the lead, they were up, I think it was 70-64. I had flashbacks of one of the Cavaliers' most recent losses. Why did they lose? They gave up the three-pointer, which, you know, stopped the momentum for the Cavaliers, and that's what happened last night with Georgia. Georgia hit back-to-back threes to tie it at 70, and they go on and get the win and move to the Final Four of the NIT.
So you call it the Pepto game. When you have heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea. Is that it?
That's it, the diarrhea game. Both teams had the runs, man. The way I looked at it.
They're in the NIT for a reason. They've got some work to do. And the other thing was this. What? Transfer portal's already open. They said it during the game in basketball. I don't know when it opened, but it's open before football opens. So they're missing out on time to build that program now that you've got a new head coach. And we're seeing other teams hire new coaches that didn't qualify for postseason play. And every day that another team is still playing, and that's another day lost to the transfer portal.
Well, let's hope that I'm with you. They need a lights-out three-point shooter, okay? And they need somebody that can run the offense, a good point
guard. That's what they need more than anything.
Is it Akpara? Is that how you pronounce his last name?
Felix Akpara in the center's nice.
If he comes back, because you think, you know, he might have some, NBA looks, I hope he doesn't get graded too high because
sophomore.
I think he needs another season, right? I think that would benefit him. So maybe there's some NIL money to keep him there to be the anchor of that defense. If they can keep him and then add a shooter and a point guard with the rest of the guys that are coming back, you know what? Then they'll have a chance of making the NCAA tournament next year.
What I'd like to see is some college film on Evan Mobley. Because if Evan Mobley is Felix Akpara, then you're right. He definitely needs – because he's got to put on some weight because he's a good shot blocker. He's good around the bucket. In the college game, if he goes to the NBA and gets pushed around, that's not good. He's only a sophomore, I think. So, yeah, he needs a little bit more seasoning. Maybe Evan Mobley did too, or maybe Evan Mobley does now. I don't know. I'm a little bit down on him still, and the Cavaliers play in Charlotte tonight. Now, I believe they're at least a 10.5-point favorite.
Are they?
Going to probably go up. We might get somebody else back. We don't know. I mean, isn't it about time we see Dean Wade or one of these guys – come off the IR, and really help this team out? Or is this one of those games where you say, okay, we don't need you. Take another day off to get healthy. This is another game you snooze, you lose. You've got to beat this team. Even if you don't cover, you've got to win by at least 8 or 9 points, in my opinion.
At this point, I will just take a road win by the Cavaliers tonight.
Okay.
I don't care by how many. Just get a win. Did you see what happened last night to the Milwaukee Bucks?
Unreal. No LeBron James.
LeBron doesn't play. Milwaukee's up by like 16 in the fourth quarter, just like the night before. Boston was up by 30 in the second half. And the Lakers, led by Anthony Davis, win in overtime or double overtime, came all the way back and beat the Milwaukee Bucks.
So is the season too long? These teams running out of the gas? I mean, are we just being fair weather fans? When our team loses down a stretch like this, to me it tells you that you weren't in shape. Now, are they saying the same thing in Milwaukee? Did they say the same things in Boston the other night? Or do they have such a large lead in the division and conference that nobody cares?
Here's what I believe. This is just my thinking on today's athlete. In a specific game, just like the Celtics and the Bucks and other teams, they get up in a game. All right, this is the regular season. We know we're better than them. We've proved it for three quarters. Now we'll take the rest of the game off, and we'll win more than likely. Now if we lose, so what? It's the regular season.
Right.
We have the playoffs where we won't take the rest of the game off. And I think a lot of teams are like that. They don't have the mental toughness or the will to want to win every single game in the regular season because they look. Here's why I think it really hurt the NBA. I think they look back on the Golden State Warriors when they won 73 games and they didn't win the NBA championship.
Right.
So what's it matter how many games you win as long as you make the playoffs?
Difference is this. The Warriors didn't run out of gas until the finals. Now, we know that the regular season means nothing. A short memory back to when LeBron James was here proves the regular season meant absolutely nothing. Get us into the tournament. The rest is history. We're going to win through the East. We're going to sleepwalk through the East, probably take Toronto in 4 games, and then we're going to play in the finals and get beat by Golden State.
LeBron, with his experience, and we always talk about the Guardians / Indians, that their crutch was what? They played in the worst division in baseball, right? And they still do, the Central Division. And I was reading a lot today since tomorrow's opening day and everything. I was doing some homework for tomorrow's show.
That's right.
The Cavaliers and LeBron during that time, I think LeBron looked at the Eastern Conference and he said, there's nobody that can beat us in the playoffs, not in the 7-game series as long as I'm healthy.
Yeah.
I don't care where I finish in the standings. Mm-hmm. We'll beat whoever it is in the East and then have to take on somebody that can beat us in the West.
Yeah.
And that's why I think, you know, he had that approach where, okay, if we finish first, great. If we finish fifth, whatever. We'll win a road game if we have to, and we'll make it to the finals. And he did it 4 years in a row. Right?
Yeah.
So I think it was very similar to, the Central Division. He looked at it and said, nobody can beat us. So we have a chance to win it all.
Those series against Toronto, he just ripped their hearts out, didn't he?
Yes. Oh, yeah. I still remember, didn't they sweep them in back-to-back years?
I think so.
Wasn't it back-to-back years? I mean, we should remember that not too long ago, but it seems like ages ago now, right? Because the Cavaliers haven't won a playoff series
since then. They had the fadeaway 15-foot jump shot that nobody thought he was going to make, and like towards the buzzer, and he would beat them by one. I mean, they just had their way with Toronto.
Yeah, they did. And that's why, again, I think today's NBA player, Giannis Antetokounmpo, right? The Boston Celtics with Jason Tatum and company. I think they look at it and go, you know what? Boston knows they've got the number one seed locked up. What are they gaining? Nothing.
They need to stay healthy.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's the biggest thing. Mm-hmm. Other than, okay, let's have a better record than whoever is coming out of the West so we get game 7 at home. That's the only thing they're really playing for right now, and they have a cushion on that because they already know they have the East locked up.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know if they're tough enough to make it all the way through. It'll be interesting. I mean, we always consider the fact that Boston's going to be playing in the finals this year.
Yeah,
and from the West, it's probably going to be Denver again. You would imagine. Could they get caught by someone? Maybe if they get hurt too. I don't know.
I think that's the only way. In fact, I'm looking on my apps to see where I can
Somebody
get favorable odds with a boost. Because I believe they are built for the postseason better than anybody in the league.
What you're saying is nobody gets hot in the West and dethrones the Denver Nuggets.
I don't think so. I don't think there's a team that can. You know, you look around, Dallas isn't that team. The Clippers, you know, everybody's talking about them. That I don't think they're that team. Who else out West?
OKC's only a game behind them.
Yeah, but they're too young. They don't have the experience needed. Same with New Orleans, the Pelicans. Okay. They don't have the experience. So for me, I think Denver comes out of the West and Boston comes out of the East unless an injury occurs to one of those two teams.
Ty Lue came out today and said the Clippers are soft.
How about
that? If they're soft, what does that make the Cavaliers?
It's Kenny and JT on WHBC.